face it, you're addicted to love.
All right. Well, we know you're addicted to loving this community radio station, and we sure appreciate that. Thank you so much to all the people and the whole community that supported us on Tuesday on our one-day drive that we had generations calling in, generating money for the generators. That was one of my guests came up with that. In the folk show, we had 29 people calling in, and we raised over $2,000. Thank you so much. Every penny of it will be spent. You know how we are around here. And soon, we'll be back in the relative security zone. Of course, there's no security in life, but community is the best security we can have. It is time for Arts Live and Local. You're listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world, especially in Boutelier's Point and Seychelles. And I am very, very excited about the upcoming visits. Thanks for being here, folks. Got a very full show, as usual, and going to start right out with some music for my first guest's event. Let's see if you can figure it out. Thanks for being here, folks. Okay, so does everybody know where we are? Yes, we are at the FinFest. Hey, my guests are here to tell us about the festival that is coming up next weekend. And that would be Eva Malerich. Do you say pronounce it Rich or Rick?
Rich.
Rich, okay. We have differences of opinions on that. Now, that is not a Finnish name, is
it, but my maiden name was Bakula.
Okay. We got to vet all these people. And Nick Nikkala, he's...
That's right.
You qualify. You're easy. You're easy. So, and this is very exciting. Do you know how many of these have gone on? I know they're biennial.
This is the 18th.
18th. Oh.
Yep.
That's a very lucky number. That stands for life. So this is going to be a great one. It's happening on July 29th through 31st. That would start Friday night, all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning. But I did read a little note that says on Sunday morning there's no food and the booths are closed. It's basically a worship service.
It's a worship service followed by a coffee hour with Pulla.
Oh. And
finish
tell people
biscuit bread.
Okay.
And conversation with your neighbors and friends who are coming.
In whatever language you want.
Well, whatever language, but you can speak Finnish.
If you know it. But everybody is welcome.
Everybody is welcome.
As we say, you don't have to be Finnish to enjoy this festival.
That's
a
right.
Wonderful, wonderful festival. So what is your role, Nick?
Well, my role in it has been to co-chair with Lyle Hadia for the performers. So we've been dealing with lining up performers and getting them scheduled and all that. And we're happy to say that mission accomplished. We think we've got a pretty good lineup for this festival.
Tell us who we were just listening to.
I think you're listening to Folk Voice, from what I might have heard there.
Yeah, who are they and where do they come from?
Well, they're from up in the Seattle area. As far as who they are, I can't tell you. That's more Lyle's
The names, but from Seattle.
Yeah, but they're up in the Seattle area. But I can give you kind of a rundown of maybe the types of performances people could expect.
Sure. And where they're coming from. Do you have anybody coming from Finland this year?
No. You know, we decided this year we have in the past. Mm-hmm. And we decided this year we were going to kind of focus a little more on maybe local talent and not quite so local talent as people come from Seattle.
Right.
We've got one coming from over in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
One coming from down in Eugene. And so they're spread out a bit, but all in the States. But we've got Lisa Big Hill, a nacelle singer. We have the nacelle cantilas, you know, Will Hosari and the cantilas group. We've got Acoustica, which you know them.
Of course, the world
and,
music.
And then we've got the Finnam Choir, Finnish American Choir from nacelle area. We've got Gene Quilhow, who's a fairly recent resident in nacelle, but a wonderful singer and guitar player. Carl Werkela, you know him and his band. We'll have the Maypole Dancers a couple of times doing their dance. We'll have Folk Voice, who you heard at the beginning of the show. We've got the Astoria Scandinavian Dancers are going to be performing twice.
Wait, this festival is only Friday night and all day Saturday?
Friday, midday.
Midday. Okay.
But as far as the
performers, you got there.
Yeah, and most of them on Saturday, because really we only have four performances going on Friday there in the evening.
Outdoor and indoor.
Right, and that's the thing, is that we have performers, quite often there are two performances going on simultaneously, one out in the stadium and then one inside in the commons.
And of course,
one case, we'll even have three performances. We'll have the high school kids that are going to be performing out in the courtyard
at
the same time.
That's
the marimba band.
Oh, the marimba.
Right.
Oh, wonderful.
They're wonderful.
Wonderful.
So then to go on, then we have Skamakawe Swamp Opera, Lois Big Hill.
Wait a second. Skamakawe what?
It's the Swamp Opera. Yeah, they're a group that were well received.
We had them
last FinFest, and people really liked them and said, boy, you've got to have these guys back. So we asked them again.
That's terrific.
Wonderful.
Yeah. They got a great name.
Yep, and a good sound. As I said, Lois Big Hill used to be Lois Anderson, and she's a Deep River resident. The Cotterley Dancers. We've got Valerie Blesley, plays harp, and I think she also plays cantilla, if I remember right. And then we've got this new group that has created quite a buzz. It's called Laula Out Loud, which is sing out loud. It's what it means, Laula. And it's a children's choir.
From
local
area?
Children, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
leading them? Who's
Becky Underhill is the director for that choir.
Nice. And she was a Reichstecker, and she is just enjoying working with the children so much. They're just electric. They're having so much fun, and they performed at the Astoria Scandinavian Festival.
Wonderful. This is a very vibrant community.
It is.
And most of the people live in nacelle or in the area?
Grace River, Deep River, Rossburg.
Okay. Yeah, it's sort of western Wakayakum County and eastern Pacific County, kind of is the community.
And are most of them
general related?
Is there? I don't mean the husband. I mean, it's because I know when you come up with the Werkela name or the Wuori was another one, W-U-O-R-I, wasn't that a... Back in the day, I thought I'd seen that name a bunch, but Workala seems to be the...
Yeah, Workala.
It's either your grandparent or your, you know...
There are many many Finnish people in the area, and we have a lot of other nationalities now, and they enjoy our culture also, and it's fun.
I think it's fantastic, though, that you have continued to attract people of Finnish background as well, because you're such a vibrant community.
Yeah.
And because Astoria was basically a Finnish town, and now it's much more mixed. Of course, it's still a Scandinavian, I think of it still as a Scandinavian town. But so this festival, which is, I had no idea it was that full of entertainment. I think that's fabulous. Now, Eva, what's your position here?
Well, my husband and I have been doing the photo exhibit, which is one of the highlights of the festival, started by Audrey Workala, and we're carrying on her work, showing all the many wonderful photographs that we have. Some new ones this year. We have a beautiful picture of the plank road that went from Nacelle to Napton, and the... mill burned in Napton, I believe, in 1941. And this, that someone took this picture of a man walking on a wooden plank road with towering 150-foot cedars and firs. It's just fabulous.
Now, wait, is this new to your collection?
Yes, it's a new piece
okay,
for
so
the collection.
And what year did you say it's from, ish?
Well, it's probably from the 20s or 30s.
So where did, how did it suddenly surface?
Well, it came from a lady who used to live in Nacelle. Her name was Jane Gustafson, and we're just delighted to add it to our collection.
So she knew that you have this fabulous room
right.
of photographs. This exhibit only goes up for the Finn
Fest? For the festival, and then we put it away for 2 years, and then we bring it back out. And we have another new picture this year of one of our locals who has just turned 80, and we're interviewing and photographing 80-year-plus people. And he has a picture of himself felling a cedar that's 17 and a half feet at the butt. It is a magnificent photograph.
Yeah. And so you just... called him up and said we'd like to come over and go
you
through
know,
your photos
just,
or what?
No, he we're interviewing him and taking his picture, and he said, he just goes in the house, comes out, and has this wonderful photograph.
Wow.
And so I plan to put it as one of the basic pieces that we have in the Finnish logging exhibit. It's wonderful.
And do you... get to keep that then, or you'll make
yes,
a copy?
Yes, we'll make a copy. My husband is very good with the photographs, and we're going to do a big photograph for it because it's a magnificent picture.
This collection of yours, and I, full disclosure, I love this festival, and I go every 2 years and look forward to it. But the photography room is unique. To anything I've ever seen.
It's just wonderful.
And it's packed, absolutely. But it's a large room, and it is packed with photographs, and you have all those things hanging. So does anyone ever think of making it into a museum somewhere, you know, creating a space, or that you don't want to do that on purpose?
Well...
because once every 2 years, it's a huge enough
job. It's
a
huge commitment of time on our part to... produce the displays, and it's wonderful that Audrey, who started the photographic exhibit, was able to collect all these things from the local residents.
And label most of them, too.
Yes, and, you know, many of us have old pictures and have no idea who they are. So this is just wonderful that we have this beautiful collection. And we've had so much fun adding to this 80-year-plus exhibit this year. So be sure you come and see it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So, folks, Nacelle is, if you're coming from Astoria, for example, you cross the bridge into Washington, and you take a right. Instead of going left up the peninsula, take a right, and boom, 12 miles, I think it is.
It's
and you're
12
at,
miles, yeah.
You're in Nacelle at the high school. You just park where you're supposed to. They'll let you know.
Right.
And it's a fantastic festival, and we don't give prices, but... I think it's $1 to get in, so I'm just going to slip that in. It's ridiculous. This is basically a community festival for everybody. And it is a lot of fun, and you can tell from all
of them. Well, actually, the admission is free.
It's free.
We will accept donations, obviously, to keep the thing going. But no, it's free.
Yeah, yeah. And there's food.
Oh, wonderful Finnish foods.
Interesting.
And
in fact,
other foods.
On Saturday from 7 to 10, there's going to be a panukaku breakfast that ESA is putting on. And then that's from 7 to 10. And then from 11 to, I think it's 2, then there's a salmon lunch that the Grays River Grange is putting on, both on Saturday. Plus, in addition to that, then we've got a lot of food vendors out in the courtyard that we'll be selling.
And stuff vendors, too. There's all kinds of merch,
as they say. We have the Tori, which is the Finnish marketplace.
Right.
And so you can buy many different types of handmade things there that are at bargain prices,
And you can learn from people. And also, people sometimes bring their collections to share.
Yes.
I mean, it's a wonderful festival. Okay, now, let's remind folks this is happening a week from tonight. And what's the time on that? Oh,
well,
I've got
this. I tell
you what,
let's maybe start with the chronology here a little bit, because actually on Thursday, we have the golf tournament that starts over in Peninsula, and that's the Finn Golf Tournament. That starts at noon with a noon lunch and then 1 o'clock start time, shotgun start. Then on Friday, then the actual festival itself starts, and the vendors and the Tory will be open at 10, from 10 till 6.
Okay.
The actual kickoff with the American flag, and that will start off at 12:30 on that day.
Boy, I'm looking at this, and there's all kinds of things going on. Yeah.
There are many displays of...
It is a full 2 days.
It is.
Yes. And there are programs on logging, on Finnish cooking, on many, many aspects of Finnish life.
I think Anita Kilpinen has come up with some 16 different speakers who will make presentations over the course of the 2 days.
And then there's some... do people get to dance as well?
They do.
And that's in the
Saturday night.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay, folks, website is naselfinfest.com. That's NASELLE, finfest.com. And I will mention that one of our KMUN people, Victoria Stapiello, is going to be talking on Saturday afternoon, too, visiting Finland. It's more than meets the eye. And I can attest to that because I hitchhiked around Finland in the 60s. So, and I'm still alive to tell the tale. It was wonderful. Thank you so much. The theme is My Finnish Memories, and that's what Eva was talking about, interviewing folks and picking up their photographs. It's a great model for what an ethnic community can do to celebrate and to share with the rest of the community. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Eva Mallaret, Rich. Eva Mallarich and Nick Nicola.
Yes.
Okay.
And thanks for having us.
You bet. And I'm going to play a little bit of music from one of the musicians there, and that would be Vilho Saari, who is the Kantala King. He's actually is a United States treasure, I believe. Let's have a listen. Stay tuned. Thank you. Hi. That was Vilho Saari on the Kantala for the Finnish festival. Well, my next guests are, let me see, I don't think they're Finnish, no. But they are from the Astoria Open Studio Tour, which is coming up that same weekend, Saturday and Sunday, though. So you can still do everything, folks. We try to arrange it that way, don't we? I have Annie Eskelin here, who is the chair of the... there's some interesting music going on somewhere.
It's nice and festive.
Well, it's coming in my ear. I don't know if it's going out of the radio, yeah. But it sounds kind of nice. Oh, is it coming from across the...
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, so they are here for the Astoria Open Studio Tour. Welcome, Annie Eskelin and Phyllis Taylor, one of the artists and also the creator, I understand, of what? The booklet.
The brochure.
Yes, the brochure, which is always fabulous. And then new to me is Renee Rowe. Hi, Renee.
Hi there.
And hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Well, Phyllis, I see everywhere because
yeah, I know.
We
see everything.
We seem to intersect. So tell us about the Astoria Open Studio Tour. It's the sixth annual, I understand, which is terrific. Annie, how'd you get sucked in?
Oh,
and good for you.
I volunteered, so I feel very grateful to be here.
Okay.
So the Astoria Open Studio Tour is next weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 each day. We have 47 artists this year, and we're really excited. That's up from 36 last year. And they're at 23 different locations. We have all types of media. You guys want to chime in? You guys are both artists. Talk about your work a little bit.
A little bit of everything. You know, there's painting, there's fabric design, there's ceramics, there's sculpture.
There's sculpture
there's
this year,
yeah. Lights.
What kind of sculpture?
There's a couple different. There's a ceramicist and metalworking. There's lots of mixed media. It's really exciting.
And 47 artists, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Okay. But they're in how many spaces did you say?
23
okay.
locations. So, you know, 13 one day, 12 the next.
did you on the map, did you show people what the best route to take is? No, just kidding. That would be crazy.
Yeah. We did make it a very simple map to read, and people can easily see who of the artists is at every single stop.
Well,
it's a very easy map, and it's all part of the brochure rather than being separate.
Renee, tell me who you are, because I've never seen you before.
No, I never have. I'm new to town.
Okay.
I actually came this way to be closer to my grandchildren, and I wasn't planning on Astoria, but I fell in love with Astoria. And
join the crowd.
Yes.
Here we are.
So here I am.
Yeah.
And I've been...
What kind of art do you make?
I make all kinds of art. I do mostly painting, mm-hmm. although I have done sculpture. And the painting that I do includes oil and house paint and abstracts and impressionist painting. And I'm really all over the place.
Do you have your own studio then, or?
I actually had a hard time finding a place, but
that's another surprise, eh?
Just been given a wonderful room with a door that closes and a window that opens at the loft.
Oh, at the Art Loft.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Joe and Jeanette have been absolutely wonderful to me, and this is a nice big space so I can actually do big abstract works and get far enough away and throw paint and drip paint. And
that's why they gave you a door that closes.
Probably.
Okay, stay in your own space, woman. So did you connect with them, or they connected with you, or how did that come about that you found a place?
Actually, my partner was walking past the Art Loft, and he walked in and found out that there was a space available. And
good
originally
job.
I was in a little cubicle, so I started painting small landscapes.
Which is not your thing.
It's part of my thing. I can't be pigeonholed.
Well, when you use, when you talk about using house paints, mm-hmm. it makes me wonder. I don't know, for some reason I think of a big brush, but not necessarily, of
nope.
course.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Yeah.
So when you came here, did you realize there was such a vibrant art community?
That was one of the things that excited me. I saw that it was a very eclectic art community with all different kinds of art, and people were very devoted to the art, and that thrilled me. I have been involved in the arts pretty much my whole adult life.
And so you're from where?
I'm originally from New York, New Jersey area. I lived on the west side of Manhattan for 10 years.
Did you catch that, folks? New York, New Jersey. Tells me everything I want to know. And if you're a New Yorker, tells you too. Well, welcome to Astoria, Oregon, as opposed to Astoria, New York, which is what a lot of people assume. And Phyllis has been on the arts show numerous times as an artist and as a musician and... anything else? I can't remember. I'm a singer.
I can't remember.
Yeah. So what do you have in this show? Are you showing at your own home? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And Vicki Baker is joining me at my house.
You did that?
Last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice combination. And okay, so are you going to have cards as well?
Cards, little things, lots of, you know. So we have a week to transform my house from a house into a gallery. So
where do you usually do
the
work?
Front half of my house.
You do paint at home, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're part of
Tempo Gallery. Yeah.
Right.
And so is Vicki.
And so is Vicki. And Annie, you're going to be showing art as well as...
My husband's going to be showing
year,
which is exciting since we're new to the area.
Right.
He's going to be at the Highlights, Highlights 7 miles out of town. Glom, Kwang, and Kestrel Gates.
Hi. Okay. Oh, that's Highlights. I'm thinking it's a bar, but oh, how fabulous.
Yeah, I just saw some of their new work in Imogen Gallery. It was just fun, just
that
amazing.
They do extraordinary work, handmade paper and lighting of all kinds, so he's going to have his work at their place.
Yes.
Okay, so you do have to schedule a little bit because have a really good map to get to their place.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be signs. We're going to make it very easy for people.
Oh, lovely.
Lots of signs.
Good. And, the other folks, I don't have. Do you have your, can I take a quick look at that? Oh, well, thank you. See, I just scored one of these because she can't say no on the radio. July 30th to 31st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. So that is Saturday and Sunday of next week. And if you go to AstoriaVisualArts.org, it's notified. Oh, nice. These are nice big pictures you have in here too, so you can see
big type so all of us can read it without our glasses,
right, including the map has big numbers. This is very good. Suit to me,
Carol. We also just confirmed that the Glam Tram is going to be participating
God.
In the tour, which is really exciting.
Tell folks who don't know. Everybody in Astoria has seen the Glam Tram, whether you know it or not. But tell folks outside what that is.
Well, Jeff Daly runs a open bus, and it fits just under 20 people, and it's just larger than life as it's driving
as
downtown.
As is Jeff Daly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really,
so,
really fun.
So. How is it going to work? How do you connect with that?
We're still figuring out the details on that, where people are going to park. Especially on a Saturday, it may be a little tricky, but we're going to find a place. And I assume it's going to start probably not right at 10, probably a little later. And we're not exactly sure of the route yet either, but it is going to be happening. We did confirm that.
And really, seriously, folks, these websites do help. But I'm thinking even more challenging is Sunday when the Sunday market's around. It's kind of best if you're driving to just park your car and get out on foot. Not to go to Hi-Hi, but to the ones who are in the general area. And are other folks showing? You're showing at the Art Loft, Renee?
Yes.
Are other folks showing there?
There are actually
well?
Nine people showing at the Art Loft. Nine artists.
Nine of
at the
artists.
Art Loft, yes.
Terrific.
Including someone who does very beautiful Zentangle.
Oh,
several
nice.
People who are watercolorists and some people who do collage. It's a nice grouping.
Yeah, and that is right above Dots and Doodles, mm-hmm. so that's easy to find, too. So how does it feel, Annie, to have taken this on and... She's looking very calm. I'm not sure why, but...
It's definitely a lot of work. It's been really fun, and my goal has been to organize it in such a way that the following years won't be as hard for whoever, even if it's me
Good
or whoever
you.
Does it next year.
You.
Lots of cataloging and organizing, so it's all in a book and all on a flash drive and all on Google Docs, you know, those kinds of things to make so each year can grow and be better.
I have to say, when you just reeled that off, I have to say that Annie is quite a bit younger than some of the rest of us. And so when she's talking about Google Docs and things like that, oh, you said docs, not docs.
Docs, right. That old mysterious cloud computing.
Yeah, that stuff. So I think what this means is that we want to be sure to, and I bet you do have an age range for this, for the studio tour.
It's all across the board, really.
Yeah, which is good because seriously, in terms of getting the technology going, it's some of us have a little bit more trouble than people who grew up with it. So I applaud you that you took this on. I want to mention that Annie was, I think the first time I met you was because you were one of the Astoria Visual Arts artist in residence. Is that right?
Correct, yep. Yeah. Promoting my opening for the Art Walk.
Right.
The first time.
But you also have a well-credentialed history in working in the arts and doing some administration. So
somewhat well.
I think everything's relative, remember.
Yeah, right.
I think we were very fortunate that you and your husband decided to, and your child, although I don't know how much to say that. Two children. I don't know whether
yes.
I met both of them, but that you decided to come here. And now, Renee, so the arts is, and I think this is what I was saying about the Finnish Festival. What's that movie they did? If you make it, they will come, or something like that. And they were talking about a mm-hmm. baseball field, but we're talking about the arts and culture and music and it's quite wonderful. So, folks, next weekend is a big one. You can check out the FinFest on Friday night, and then on Saturday, we have the Astoria Open Studio Tour at astoriavisualarts.org, and then on Sunday, you have the whole 10 to 4 on Sunday as well. So,
oh, I also don't want to interrupt, but I want to plug the reception, the artist meet and greet, which is on Friday night from 6 to 8 at Lightbox.
Oh, okay.
It's advertised on the back of the
right.
booklet and on the postcards, the new set
okay.
that's going around.
And that is right on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th, two doors down from Gala, where, again, a wonderful part of Astoria. Galleries and restaurants, etc., right there on 11th Street became another center. So the 6th Annual Astoria Open Studio Tour, 47 artists at 24 spots, and you get one weekend, folks, one weekend only to catch it all. But if you grab one of these fabulous catalogs, you can check out these artists at any time. So thank you all for being here, for making this happen, and we'll see you next weekend.
Thank you, Carol.
And I've got some music because there is happening the Manzanita Arts Festival, and that is this weekend. Let's hear a little music from Jamie Leopold and the Short Stories. Be right back at you. Got lots more guests, so stay tuned, KMUN and KTCB.
Yes, my rebel days are over. I'm rolling in the clover. Mad money coming everywhere, but I just don't care about things that I oughta, 'cause my rebel days are gone, and I miss those rebel days. The ice blue fire of my gaze, burn the candle, burn the house, burn the keys, let yourself out. Yes, my rebel days are over. I'm rolling in the clover. Mad money coming everywhere, but I just don't care. I miss those rebel days when we stormed the barricades, took the castle, took the steeple, gave it all back to the people. You could say I copped a plea, I couldn't make poverty. I've got lots of dough. Something missing, 'cause I know that my rebel days are over. I'm rolling in the clover. Mad money coming everywhere, but I just don't care about things that I oughta, 'cause my rebel days.
Well, folks, that is Jamie Leopold, and the album is Jamie Leopold and the Short Stories, featuring Sid Page. They are from Portland. They've been here in Astoria and delighted us all. And they will be one of the many, many bands that are at the Manzanita Music Festival, which is this weekend. They wanted to come in on the show, but they realized they're putting on a festival. It's tomorrow. There's no way they can get up here. So it's tomorrow and Sunday. And maybe we'll have time for a little Mike Corey. He's going to be one of the performers as well. So who is here from the other end of the community is Brooke Brown, who used to be known, to me at least, as Brooke Flood. Yeah. So come on nice and close. And Brooke is here from Papa. Tell us what Papa is.
If you want to go the long way, it's the Peninsula Association of Performing Artists.
Thank you. It's I like Papa too, yeah. But it's a chunk full to remember. This is one of the theater groups on the Long Beach Peninsula, and their home is quite wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're at the Fort Columbia Theater, which is just over the bridge from Astoria. I am a little bit direction or home centered here, because I'm coming from Astoria. Just go over the bridge, drive up a little bit, you're getting towards Chinook, and you just watch for the sign Fort Columbia and take a left.
Yeah.
And I first saw Brooke a number of years ago. I had no idea what was going on, but they were doing a show, and she is a dynamite dancer. And I being a dancer myself, although not dynamite, I thought, oh my goodness, this was terrific. I remember you guys did Fiddler on the Roof. You've done a lot of wonderful shows. So now you don't even live here anymore, do you?
Technically, no. I'm in transition, I think, as they would say.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been in Connecticut the last 2 years.
Connecticut? Oh, I didn't know you went that far away.
Yeah, and so
I thought you had a good, you like your mother. Why did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. No. Well. Okay. But I'm back for the summer. And
so they hooked you.
Yeah, and so, and you can't say no to Barbara Polshock.
No, you cannot.
In
Barbara
my experience.
Polshock is our esteemed dame of music, and I think she's 87.
She's 89.
89?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And she's still directing musicals.
She's still directing musicals and encouraging people. And I don't know if she still writes music, but she's quite a phenomenal person. And so you're doing Once Upon a Mattress.
Yeah.
And your mother, who I'm sure is not biased at all, said it is fabulous production.
Yeah. I actually did the choreography for it. And I was a little bit worried to begin with because people who don't have any idea how to dance, you know, going to do a musical, you always wonder, are we going to be able to pull this off?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm absolutely blown away.
Mm.
We've got people who, you know, are have been retired for years to a couple of fifth graders, and it's just been tremendous seeing them blend together and have so much fun. It's really phenomenal. Everyone's done a really, really good job. So.
And you're in the play as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a real credit to your talents and your community relationships that you have been able to inspire people and get them working as well. Did you study dance?
I was taught by my mother growing up, because she's a dancer. And then I just have done my bachelor's is in just theater.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a degree in acting, directing, and tech and design. And we didn't have dance where I went to school.
So what are you doing in What were you doing in Connecticut and wherever you're going to end up?
Well, in Connecticut, I was working and paying bills so that my husband could go to Yale because he's smart and get his master's.
He better be.
Yeah.
He better start paying the bills.
Yeah.
Now.
So now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here choreographing, having fun on the beach with Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably we're off to Sacramento and just jump in with 2 feet and you hope you land a job wherever you can. So
are you going to try to be working in theater and dance? Okay, good.
Yeah, my husband says it's no fun when I'm not doing theater.
Yeah! Good job. Good job, Brooke.
Yeah.
You just make sure it's like that and then nobody will bother you. And you, excellent. Well, the show is happening. It's already on.
Mm-hmm.
It's running through August 7th, I believe.
Yes. It's August 7th is the last day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Friday and Saturday. It's at 7 p.m. Sundays, it's at 2. And you can get your tickets online or at Okies, which is in Ocean Park. So if you're in Astoria, online is the way to go.
And the online address?
Website? It's papatheater.org.
And theater is E-R.
E-R.
American style.
Yeah, we changed it.
Okay.
Just to see.
Well, Coaster is still R-E. It's, you know, you just have to keep trying. Papa is just P-A-P-A. And check it out. And the theater itself is... It's an historical experience.
Yeah.
You're at Fort Columbia,
and
that's a good place to be. Okay. Brooke, thank you so much for coming in. I wish you the best of luck. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about?
I mean, Once Upon a Mattress, I don't think is very well known.
I didn't bother to ask about it, but you don't think it's well known?
Not. A lot of people haven't heard of it, unless you love Carol Burnett and you've seen everything that, you know, has made her famous.
Oh, I thought everybody knew it.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't even ask you about the play.
Yeah.
But it's based on...
It's based on The Princess and the Pea.
Right.
But
it's very funny.
Yeah, it's kind of the daughter of the the person, Rodgers and Hammerstein, wrote Cinderella, and his daughter saw Cinderella and said, "Pfuh, that princess is pathetic. I'm going to write my own musical and show you what a real princess should look like, as far as my understanding." So
this is supposedly the real story.
So this is the real story, actually how it happened. So it's hilarious and witty and yes, kind of slapstick, but it's just a
And you,
a lot
I
of fun.
Presume, are the princess?
Yeah.
How did I guess?
The moat swimming princess.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sturdy women, as we say here in Scandinavian lands. So, well, great. Okay. Well, I do hope to see you, and maybe even, who knows, maybe even tonight.
All right.
So thank you so much for coming in, and don't break any legs, but you know what I mean.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Brooke Brown from Once Upon a Mattress, happening at Fort Columbia Theater. It's at Fort Columbia State Park, and that is Chinook Way. And you can check it out online. That's Peninsula Association for Performing Artists. And it goes Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays through August 7th. Well, and we're not going to even take time out for the music because we don't have a lot of time. And I have some auspicious guests here, and I don't know any of them. I've never seen any of them before, but they're lovely. One of them is apparently a microphone shy because he's like 10 feet away from the microphone, but I'm going to get him up here nice and close and let him. He's the one who reached out to me, and that would be Sam Liberto. Oh,
I'm sure that's how they pronounce it in Sicily, yes. I say Liberto.
Liberto.
Yeah.
Are you from New York, too?
Yeah, originally.
Oh, my God. What's going on today? Listen to this. Who else says Liberto? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Sam dropped me a note and said some Pica folks. Now, that may sound really terrible to people who are in the psychological business, but this is the good PICA. It's PICA, and they're going to tell you all about it and why they're here in Astoria, what they're going to let everybody else know about. And Sam, before that happens, though, I want you to just give us a couple of lines on what are you doing here? Who are you, and what are you doing here? What is this character plant? And that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thanks for having us on your show, Carol.
You bet.
We have a brand new arts venue in the old YMCA building on 12th and Exchange. And it's so new that it's not really open yet. But it's going to be for contemporary performance and visual art and maybe some music someday. And that takes place. And hopefully we're going to be opening up with our first show this fall.
And tell folks who don't know, because the YMCA was like 100 years ago. Where is that building?
It's on 12th and Exchange. If you know the Sunday Market, it's kind of on the south side of the market there.
We pass it all the time. Everybody knows the building, but doesn't necessarily. It says YMCA on it. But
I think it still does. It hasn't been a Y since the late 80s.
Right.
So, but people who have been in town for a while certainly remember it.
Right.
Anyway, I want to turn it over to Roya and Kristen from PICA, which is the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art, and they're here to introduce a grant that their organization has been distributing for the last 3 years, and this is the fourth year, and it's very cool.
Absolutely. Everybody in the arts is the eyebrows go up and the ears open when we hear Grant. So welcome. Now, I'm thinking that you are Roya.
Yes.
And you are Kristen.
Exactly.
How could I tell? Okay, come nice and close to the mics, and we're going to hope we are still working on all of our technicals here. So welcome to Astoria. And now, first tell folks what PICA, Portland Institute of Contemporary Arts, is. Mm-hmm.
Sure. My name is Kristen Kennedy. I'm the visual art curator at PICA, and we're a multidisciplinary art center that was founded in 1995. in Portland, and some people may be familiar with the Time-Based Art Festival, which happens every fall. That's our major programming, but we do program things all year long. And we have a new space. And the what we're here for, though, however, is a grant program that we have received funding from the Calligram Foundation, which is a local Portland foundation, and the Andy Warhol Foundation for Visual Art, which is from New York, to administer small grants to collaborative contemporary artist-driven projects that have some public component in the Portland metro area, Astoria area, and Eugene Springfield area. And we expanded to the Astoria area last year for the first time, and Character Plant won one of the grants. And so we are here now in their space to give an information session about how to apply and what the grant is all about.
First, logistics. When, because I don't want to run out of time, when are you going to be giving that information?
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having us. I'm Roya. I can tell you a little bit more about that.
Okay.
We will be presenting an information session tomorrow in the Character Plant space at the old YMCA that Sam just talked about. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. There has been a little bit of miscommunication around the time. So if folks heard that it was earlier in the day, we just want to clarify that it is 6 to 7:30 in the evening. And we'll be there to talk more about eligibility, grant guidelines, past projects that have been successfully funded, why we're excited about Astoria. We also want it to be an opportunity for conversation, to hear what Astoria area artists are working on, what they're excited about, what they see is the need for funding for the art. For the arts locally. We're visual art focused, but we have a pretty expansive notion of what visual art constitutes. So we embrace a lot of different forms and disciplines. We're really interested in contemporary driven work, as Kristen mentioned, experimental practices. But we've supported everything from exhibitions to the operation of artist-run spaces to publications to workshops and educational opportunities that artists offer for other artists to all sorts of forms and practices.
What about performing arts?
So the fund is supported primarily through Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts. So it is visual art focused, and visual art does need to be a core component of any project in order to be eligible. But we have supported artists whose practices are in multiple disciplines. We've supported performing artists who are interested in exchange or in multidisciplinary projects that involve artists who are working in both visual and other practices. All of the projects have to be collaborative, so at least two people need to be working on a project together. So sometimes a visual artist might work with an artist in dance. You know, the main thing is that they're coming from a contemporary kind of a contemporary angle.
The other thing
to mention is that these grants are up to $5,000 each.
Nice.
$500 to $5,000. The deadline is October 14th, but you can start accessing the application as early as August 15th online. I can give you our website.
Please.
It's precipicefund.org. That's the name of our grant. Precipice, P-R-E-C-I-P-I-C-E, fund.org. And you can also access it through PICA's main site, PICA.org. And from there, you can take a look at the grant guidelines, the budget form. We try to keep it simple, accessible, easy for most folks to use. This information session will really be a chance to ask questions and get some face time with us and have a conversation with other artists in the area.
Sounds fabulous. I hope that people are aware that it's happening, because it's kind of short notice. But I had one quick question. Oh, dear. I don't even have time for a quick question, but I'm just very glad that you decided that was going to be my question. But instead, I'll make it into a statement. I'm really glad you decided to include Astoria in this, because we have, as you know, obviously, a fabulous arts community. So thank you so much. Sam, we'll get back to you another time for sure, because you're local now. And Roya and Kristen, thank you so much for coming up from PICA. That's PICA.org. And this is happening tomorrow from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the character plant, and we don't have time to discuss that either, but I love the reason it's named that, and that's at the old YMCA building. It's 12th and Exchange. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
It's time for me to go. I do just want to mention that tonight, this weekend, there's theater. Astor Street Opry has Shanghaied. And over the weekends, Coaster is 9 to 5, the musical tonight, and Let's Murder Marcia comedy, tomorrow. And Papa, of course, is The Mattress, Once Upon a Mattress. Peninsula Players, Murder Me Always. It is a dinner theater. It may be too late for that. Sensations is happening all weekend at the Bolstead Approach in Long Beach. It is time for me to move on. Tokeland is having their arts festival. The Sou'wester has flamenco tomorrow night, the Maritime Bar, the famous Haydale Sisters, which sounds hilarious, Manzanita at Sotheby's, Barn Community Playhouse Saturday and Sunday, the Granny Awards, and more and more and more. Very important Sunday, Karen Temple's brand new book, Chalice of Tears at Grace Episcopal Church, 1545 Franklin, 3 p.m., with guest readers, yes, thank you, and music. Don't miss it. You know, her poetry and Charlie Schweigert's art.